Hey, this is Chase. Just wanted to give a little prelude to this podcast episode. Since it's Thanksgiving time in the States, we wanted to try something a little different this time around and actually walk you through a behind the scenes. We really appreciate everybody listening to our first episode and the positive feedback we received so far. So without further ado, you can listen to me and David. Hey, I'm Chase.
I'm David.
And welcome to Behind the Scenes, RTR Forward. This is us kind of just introducing ourselves and talking about recording our first episode. So I'm going to let David have the floor first, and we're just going to talk.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, a little bit about us. So, I started playing Magic. My first real... stumbling on my words here.
Pre-release. No, tournament.
No.
FNM. Experience with Magic.
My first exposure. Let's put it that way. That sounds really dirty,
by the way. Oh, man. It sounds like you're... I mean, it is cardboard crack, so... Yep.
But my first exposure to Magic was at a Gen Con in... I don't remember what year, but it was Magic Origins, so...
Okay, 2016.
Was that 2016? No, 2015.
My bad. It was summer 2015.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah. I'm a year behind or a year ahead, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so I mean, we were me and my buddy who knew how to play Magic to Gen Con, and they had the 30 card starter decks there and a judge that teach you how to play if it was two new people, but the judge kind of just helped me since my buddy knew how to play, and I was playing a mono black deck against my buddy. I think he was playing mono blue. I don't remember. But yeah, that's probably why for a long time black was one of my fave colors, because that was my first delve into the crack.
So that's, quick side note.
Really
it does. Quick side note. So if you don't know what Gen Con is a yearly convention hosted in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's actually started by the original owner of Wizards of the Coast, which is actually really awesome. And so they have it every year. I haven't actually gotten a chance to go. I didn't get to go this year. I think I'm going to try going next year, but it's actually pretty awesome. And I know this year quite a few people from R&D came out and met with people, and it seemed like a really fun time.
Yeah, but what Chase said about Gen Con, it is a great time. So if you can afford it and get to Indiana in the middle of July or August, it varies on when they have it, but it's a great time. But yeah, so... And then we drafted, I think, once while we were there. I didn't pull anything cool in the draft. I remember pulling, we would have to look up the card because I have no clue what the card name is. But it was, I think there was a beetle in Magic Origins that was black. I think it was like a common. Probably saw no play. It's going to be impossible.
I am lost. I'm staring at Scryfall, lost for words. Yeah. As I'm like, yeah. Am I just going to type beetle? What's going on?
I have no clue what it was called. Hell, it might have been green. I don't know. But anyway, I remember pulling a foil, one of those, and as somebody who collected Pokemon cards back in the day, I was like, oh, it's a foil. Oh, no, that's not it. it's got to be good. It's a foil. But yeah, and then I didn't really play again until Eldritch Moon pre-release. And that's whenever I really got into it. Now, let me tell you about my pre-release experience. No, let's save that for a later one. Because that could take a little bit. Okay, anyway. A little bit off track here. But yeah, so really Eldritch Moon was when I really started. So a lot of my experiences from then on, I played mostly Standard the first, I don't know, solid 3 years. You know, I'd occasionally proxy up a modern deck and try to play it and just get confused as I didn't know all the cards. More recently, I've started... I mean, obviously, I've been playing Pioneer since that came out because that format is sick. But yeah, been playing some Commander and Brawl recently. I do actually enjoy Popper quite a bit, but nobody plays that in paper.
Playing on Magic Online, it's got a pretty big following on Magic Online.
Yeah.
But yeah, So you talking about, you know, the first colors that you played and how they, you know, had a significant impact on, you know, what you play now. It made me think. So I started playing Magic in high school. I'm young, so it was I think it was 2014. And so at the time it was Ravnica, Return to Ravnica, and I think Journey to Nyx just came out. It was right between Born of the Gods, Journey to Nyx. I started playing. And I think I went at the time and bought like a M2014 starter set where you can like open some packs and build a deck.
One of those deck builder toolkits.
Deck builder toolkits. My deck was terrible, but I enjoyed playing it. And you want to know what the first colors I played were?
You know, see, knowing what you play now, I would say blue, but I'm almost going to go with you didn't play blue. And then you're like, oh, blue's dumb.
I want to hear a guess. I actually played, my first deck was two color.
Okay, so it was two color, and remind me, cons was
this was before cons. This was Theros.
Or yeah, you Return said Return to Ravnica. Ravnica. Okay, I don't think it matters. Okay, so two color combination. Like I said, I'm going to go with not blue. You're pretty insistent on blue now. Was it some gruel? Did you play some green red?
It was actually blue white. Blue white was my first deck. I played some flyers, and I think I played some cancels. That was my first deck.
So wait a second. Experience. Your play style hasn't changed?
I am the same person I was 7 years ago. That's 7 years ago? Oh my, I can't do math. That was five years ago. I'm sorry. I'm the same person I was 5 years ago. I still play blue-white control. I love blue-white control. I have, as of recently, you know, the last few years, I've stepped out of the blue-white, my comfort zone. But I think the first competitive deck I built for standard was Mono Blue Devotion. And then Esper Control.
Just why?
You can't see this right now, but David is shaking his head. So
I'm very disgusted.
I think over time, though, I've kind of jumped into different decks. But it's funny that you say, you know, black was your first color, and you definitely still play a lot of black in most of the decks you play. It's crazy that I play a lot of decks with blue or white in them.
Do I play a lot of black? I feel like I play just random.
You
BS. Do.
Okay, so let me take a step back into David's shenanigan deck building. So pirates, it was blue black.
Yeah.
Okay. Black green counters.
Okay.
Mardu vehicles.
Okay.
What are some other decks that you played recently?
Yeah, you're naming three that specifically have black in it. Guess what? Four color Sunbird's Invocation. You want to know the one missing color?
No black.
Yeah.
It's because all your black was in black green counters.
No.
No. Didn't you? I thought you built vampires.
No, I mean,
I know you have. I know
you've got a commander vampire.
Yeah, I know you've got a commander vampire. I just feel like, and you said you played Grixis with Scarab God.
Yeah, but that's because Scarab God was.
Oh,
stupid.
Okay. So, would you say black is more an accessory? It's not your main color. It's just an accessory.
I would say that I don't
associate with any.
I don't associate
color.
With any one color most of the time. I will say in Commander, I prefer green.
Well, it's because green has all the tools you need in Commander. You can ramp it up. You can just draw cards.
Weirdly, I do a lot of green-white in Commander. Yeah, you haven't seen my new spicy Commander deck.
Is it
it's exactly green-white.
Well, no, here's the thing. I'm also building a new Commander deck, and it's Naya.
It doesn't have blue.
It does not have blue in it. My or first black? Commander deck without blue.
Or black?
Or black.
Oh, man. Stepping out of his comfort zone.
I have not built a deck yet that didn't have blue in it.
Yeah, I'm aware.
So this is going to be stepping out of the comfort zone. I'm still going to be playing white. I'm still going to be playing green. But yeah, it's going to be Naya. And I haven't finished it yet, but I'm excited for it. And I'm more excited for our friend Brandon, who built decks, to immediately crap on my deck. Because that's what he does. I'm ready for my deck to be instantly invalidated. But it's okay. I have feelings too.
Brandon, we love you. It's okay.
We pick on you because we care about you. But anyway, so I started playing just Magic in general with friends. I didn't really get too... I kind of got into Standard with them. We had our little play circle. We had tournaments, like because I had like 6+ friends that played Magic at the time. So we could like start a draft pod just with us, which was pretty cool. Now I just have to like go to the guild.
It's funny because mine's the exact opposite. So the friend that got me into Magic isn't from Evansville. So I didn't have people to play Magic with, and that's probably why I started in Origins and then stopped playing for a year. I didn't have anybody to play with, and then finally he was like, oh yeah, there's a... Or what it was is we went to Gen Con the following year. Shadows over Innistrad was out at the time, and I might have done a draft of that or something. I don't remember it. But then we were like, oh yeah, a new set comes out soon. So he was down here that weekend, so we both went and played in a pre-release. And then I built a really bad zombies deck in Innistrad, and it was really bad. Yeah, I remember people doing stuff against me, and I had no clue what was happening.
I think that's when I got to know you, like, towards the, like, it was probably, you probably had played for, you know, 6 months at the time.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely not a noob.
Yeah. But it's funny that you say that you went from someone who you could barely play with to playing with a bunch of people. I went from having everyone to play with to no one to play with, because after we graduated high school, all of my friends stopped playing Magic except for me. And so I was the one that had my mom take me to the local game store and play Cons pre-release with a bunch of people I didn't know. And then, that was fun. So there's a reason I dropped in and out of Standard a lot, because I didn't have a lot of people to play with. But now, I mean, for the last 2 years, I've had a pretty steady amount of people to play with, and I think it just more so relies on like money being tied on money, and I don't know whether the standard format's fun at the time. That's really been my decider now. I don't really have nobody to play with. I've got plenty of people now. But it's weird that you say that.
Yeah, it definitely depends on how spiky I want to be in a given format, because there's some times where I will build tier one deck, go hard with it, whatever it is, and there's other times where it's complete shenanigans.
It's complete memes. I've tried to meme, but we learned that I'm incapable of memeing. As they're like, oh, what are you doing? Well, I put that one card that exiles your hand and draws you cards. Well, that's not a meme card, because you're playing an Esper Control with an Esper Control shell. You just took out two Narsets for that card. But I'm playing a meme card. Yeah. I can't play meme decks, because they just don't work for me. But David's the meme guy. He'll play silly decks. Sometimes I'll think about it, and I'll devise a silly deck, and then I just can't go through with it.
Well, see, you got to go in knowing that you're not... When you have a meme deck, you're trying to win one match.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's all you need. All
right, I say this, but I did build a meme deck. I can attest to this. Back in Battle for Zendikar Standard, I think this was right around Eldritch, when Shadows of Innistrad came out, I built a three-color, so I built a Teemer combo deck, which basically worked with two different cards. It was a wolf that made wolves when you target wolves, okay?
Yeah.
And then it was Zada, the Hedron Grinder, which when you target her, she copies that spell for each creature you control. So I found a neat little combo where I could use cards like Expedite, which is a one mana cantrip, red cantrip that gives haste to a creature. And then Slip Through Space, which is just a one mana blue spell, sorcery speed, that draws you a card and gives a creature unblockable. So I basically comboed it by getting mixture. Once I had those on the field, target Zada with the first of those first spells, targets the wolf. Wolf creates another wolf. And then I would just spill it into Nutty. It wasn't infinite, but if I had a few one mana spells that I could use to target things, I could generate, I don't know. I think at one time I had like 10 wolves out, and then play Might of the Masses, which gives them +10/+10, and then give them all haste and make them unblockable. It was memey. It wasn't good. I wish it was, and I tried my hardest to make it good, but it wasn't. But it was fun. And I was proud of that deck because that was a deck I built all by myself.
Isn't that the truth, though? Aren't the decks that you're, like, most proud of are the ones that you build yourself?
You're 100% correct. I build, you know, I metagame a lot. I borrow a lot of deck lists from tournaments and stuff. Sometimes I just don't feel the satisfaction because it's like, yeah, I didn't build this, whatever. Whereas if I, like, take a list and I, you know, add my own little spice into it and then I do well with it, I get really excited. And that was me. I did it.
Yeah, sometimes it's not even building the whole deck. Oh, I'm looking for this foil card that I got.
Oh, you're looking for this the foil card. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that. But
why don't you just hit Origin? Why don't I just look up Origins Commons for you?
Oh, man, that feels dirty. Yeah, even if it's just changing some cards, I think it's important to definitely put your own twist on a deck.
That's for sure. It definitely makes it just makes things feel better. Now we're just over. David's over here looking for this common.
Yeah,
I've got it up. I've got Scryfall open, trying to see if I can help him find it. You can scroll.
Okay, I'll scroll.
I'll talk for a second. So I've dipped in and out of Standard for the last 5 years.
Oh God, what'd I do?
It's a Mac. You got to watch out. They're dangerous. All right, you click wrong and something happens. Is it that? Caustic Caterpillar?
It was Caustic Caterpillar. I was wrong. It wasn't a beetle. It was totally Caustic Caterpillar.
It was your first foil. Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
You still have it?
I don't think so.
Oh, what? You don't hold on to the memorabilia?
No.
That made a lot of noise.
Yeah. That was me dropping my phone.
We're unfiltered, so it doesn't matter. But anyways, I bounced in a lot. I've been playing a lot more Standard now. Now I'm in Pioneer. I played Modern for a little bit, more Mimi Modern. So I was playing Bloodbraid into Land Destruction. My wife is here. Bloodbraid into Land Destruction. So that was fun. I played some Black-White Taxes in Modern. I really enjoyed the Taxes archetype. I played the Eldrazi version. Which was really fun, getting Thalia on turn two, Thought Not Seer, I think it ran like a one of Reality Smasher. You had Path of Exiles, you had the 2-mana exile card from someone's hand, it's a creature. It was a fun deck, but I ended up dropping out of Modern just because it's just so expensive, and that's why I'm just so happy that there's a format in between Modern and Standard. Pioneer is amazing. I look forward to its future.
Yeah, and going off of that, I think that's the general idea of this here podcast is to go over Pioneer and Standard, and then we'll get into some Brawl, maybe some Historic.
Well, they are, if you saw the announcements last week, they are adding 20 cards to Historic.
Oof. We'll save that for some other time.
But we'll save that for another time.
But basically, all formats that solely focus on cards released in Return to Ravnica and later. So we may talk about some Commander stuff, but we're not going to do
videos about it. But we'll mention it. If a set comes out, we'll talk about it.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're never, like, we talked a little bit about the Legacy bands and Vintage bands. I mean, we're not going to act like those things don't exist, but...
What's a Renin 6? I've never seen that before. It's not in my marquee Standard set.
Yeah, so...
So anyways, well, this has been just, a little intro to us, talking just about our backgrounds, and we hope you stay tuned for some of our main episodes. Appreciate you for listening, and this is Chase peacing out.
He stole my catchphrase. We're gonna have to work on this.
We're gonna have a strong debate after this. Might have to play a game of Magic to see who wins.
No, I gotta go home. All right, peace out.
Peace.